This is the Idea Time Show with Dr. Jo North, helping facilitators expand their creativity, confidence, and impact through the power of innovation in action. Gain confidence as a facilitator, confidence with the technology, and confidence with your content and event design. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and interviews that will accelerate your personal and business success. And now, here's your host, Dr. Jo North.
Hello, welcome. It's good to have you here. Thanks for joining. This show is all about how to bring your company's values to life. So you might have decided on some new values. Maybe you're a new business, or maybe you've refreshed the values that you've currently got as a business and you want to relaunch them. Or maybe you've had your values for a while, but you just feel that people have drifted off course and it really needs a boost. What I'm going to be covering in the show is how to facilitate workshops with your team so that you can identify behaviours for every role and make sure those roles embody your values that you've got in the business. And think about why and how to make your values the foundation of your business decisions, hiring practices, recognition programs, all those things and more besides, and keeping them front of mind so that they're always in there when you're doing your storytelling, your customer experience, at your communication, and checking in with them and making sure that they continue to be on course for you. So we've got quite a lot to cover. And what I would say is, if you are thinking about either refreshing your current mission, vision and values, or if you have got any and you want to work some up depending on where your company is at, then do have a look at my other video, which is Facilitation Ideas for Your Mission, Vision and Values Workshop, over on the Big Bang Partnership YouTube channel. It's had about 22,000 views so far and loads of comments, and people are finding that really helpful. And if you want the free article to go with it, go to the bigbangpartnership.co.uk website. And just there's a search tool there, and just put in mission, vision, values, and a whole article on how to do all of that will come up. So those resources are there for you. But today in the show, I'm assuming that you've got your set of values and you're thinking, well, actually, we've either drifted off track a bit as a business, we need to bring them to the forefront, or we've got some new values already. And now how do we set about bringing those values to life with everyone in the business? So that's what we're focused on. So let's just start off by making sure we're all clear on what we mean by values, and we're all starting from the same place. So essentially, values are those really key driving principles in your company. They're about what you stand for, what's important to you, and they represent how the business does business. So how you treat each other inside the business, how you treat people outside the business, and what people can expect from you from a behaviour perspective and how you do business. They represent and summarise the culture that you have in your organisation. So they're really, really important. And they make your organisation distinctive. Now, there are different categories of values, and you can have a mix of these. So some of your values might be core. You know, this is who we are. This is who we are deep inside, and this is what we're all about and what we really stand for, and that's timeless and universal to us. There might be some aspirational values, some things that you are aiming for and you want to achieve in the future. So, for instance, a core value might be integrity, that whatever happens, that's going to be key to your culture. An aspirational value might be unrivaled or excellence. You know, you're seeking to achieve something there. Minimum standards could be things like, you know, quality, or that you want to be, you know, right first time, and you want to be super reliable, trustworthy, those sorts of things. And then there are organic, what I call them organic, some people call them accidental values. These are the ones that sort of emerge on their own. They're not considered or put together in any structured way. They just emerge out of the culture. And obviously, if they are great and supportive and positive values, we want to sort of harness that. But if they're negative and unhelpful ones, we need to make sure we get back on course. So they're categories of values, and then there are different types of values. So thinking about ethical ones, so I mentioned integrity and trust, they could come under ethical. Economic could be about, you know, value for money and what you offer there. Social is really about what you contribute to the community, to society. So inclusive, you know, might be a value that you have. Cultural is how you do things. Maybe you have an open culture, and openness is a value of yours. Innovation around creativity, leadership, being number one, being excellent, exceptional, customer focus, putting the customer at the heart of what you do, and quality, being the best and making sure everything is premium and high standard. They're just some examples. So your values have got lots of different types. And what it's really important is to take the values that you've chosen and turn them into an everyday part of your culture and how you do business. And how we do that is by translating your values into behaviours, actions and decisions, and building that bridge between what these values actually mean for everybody in the business in practice. And if you do that and then you implement that and you follow through on that, what you get is your values showing up and shining through your culture. Let's just make a start on how to go about doing that piece from turning your values into culture through behaviours, actions and decisions. And the first thing to do is ask people, so maybe you know, you've got a workshop, you might have people in the team together, to think about what's the meaning of each of our values and what is the importance of them. So that's the starting point. Sometimes you know, businesses have a value that might be one word or a short phrase. And if that's the case, you need to turn it into something which is a bit of a definition that shows the meaning and importance. So for instance, in my business, we have five values that are creative, commercial, growth focused, committed, and straightforward. And each one of those has got its own definition in terms of what it means and what its importance is. And for me, it's also what are these values doing for customers? How are they helping customers and clients? So for instance, creative is the value. And the definition here is we think differently to innovate, find solutions and create entrepreneurial opportunities for you and your business. Whilst we work super hard for you, our customer, we do our best to make the experience fun and enjoyable too. So it's about creativity that's purposeful, but also people, we want people to enjoy working with us, right? So you can see how that translates. Whereas commercial is we believe in purposeful innovation that will achieve a positive financial sustainable return for your organization. Each of those values is defined. So this is what it means for you, the customer, and you can also do that for your colleagues, your employees in the business as well. So when you're having a workshop, a great structure is to do three activities. So the next three activities are going to be in around about a 90-minute session. And then I've got an additional session, which is about, you could do in about 60 minutes. So there's a couple of options here. And of course, you can mix and match and do these in whatever way works for you. But essentially, the process is, once you've said hello and welcomed everybody and explained why you're there, is to run an activity which is about what does this value mean to you. The second activity is, what does this value mean when you are doing certain activities? What does it look like in practice? And the third activity is about, how are these values the same or different for different people in different roles? Do they mean different things? So that's just the shape of it. And I'll go through a bit of detail on that now. So starting with the first activity, I would have each of the values written up somewhere on a virtual whiteboard or on a flip chart on the wall or something. And each value, and I'd ask people in small groups in breakouts to write down, what does that value mean to them? So what does the word mean, or what does the phrase mean? And of course, you're talking about your specific context at work in your organization. So what does it mean for where you are and how you collaborate as a team? And then what I like to do is give them a few minutes to do that. And let's say you've got three, four or five values. Each one of those is written up on a separate flip chart or virtual whiteboard space. And then I ask the groups to rotate so that they work on the next value, but add to the group that has worked on that value before. And they keep rotating until each group has added in. They read what's been written before and they add in to what they think those values mean to them. So then you get some really comprehensive, everybody contributing, some nice movement and dynamism, people building on what each other have said. And then you would ask them to say, okay, so out of all of this, what's really important? If you were going to boil this down, really distill it, the original group might distill all of that feedback and write it down into two or three phrases that really sum up that value. Now, what I would say is, please don't try copywriting or perfecting the wording and all of that in these sessions, because really you're after the content and the sentiment and the direction and the priorities for what each of these values mean. And then I would take it away and work on that sort of with just one or two people, because really, you know, copywriting by committee can be very challenging and you won't have time to do that. So that's the starting point. Here's the words or the phrases that describe the value. You ask everybody to say what these mean to them, and everybody gets a go at all of those values. And then build on that by saying for the next activity, which is, what does this value mean when we are doing various things? So for instance, what does this value mean when we are working with customers and stakeholders? Or maybe you're going through a period of change, so it might be when we are transforming the business or working with each other. What does this mean when we are staying safe, when we're learning and growing, becoming more sustainable? And again, I'd have these, each of these in the centre, these phrases that are important to you about activities that are going on in the business. And I'd have those in the centre of a flip chart or in the centre of a virtual whiteboard space. And I'd ask people to mind map around those. So let's say your values might include creativity and commercial, or, you know, transparency. I don't know. So they're thinking about, okay, so when we are transforming, what does being creative actually means? Well, it means we think differently, we consider different solutions. You know, what does it mean when we're being transparent? It means we share where we're at, we communicate progress well, and all of those things. And so and that's really, really useful to do, because it's people are starting to think about what this means in practice and how to put this together. And then you can take the content from all of that and turn that into, you know, resources, communication, training material, all the things that will help you bring your value to life. And it's employee led. It's led by your colleagues feeding in and building into that. And then spend about half an hour doing what does this value mean to you with the swapping round. And then probably another 20 to 30 minutes thinking about what does this value mean when we are doing different activities. And you might want to pick 5 or 6 key different activities to put in the centre of the mind map for that second activity. And then the third one is going into, so what does this mean for all of us as a business and for different roles in the business? So I'd be asking them, how is this different? You know, if you're in marketing, what does that mean from what we do in marketing? If you're in production or sales, or if you're in finance or HR, with the particular activities that those people do or that you do, how do these values come to life? So you'll be thinking about, how are they the same or different for different people doing different jobs in the business as well? So you've cut this different ways, and what you'll get is loads of content that you can then shape and start from your communication activities in the business that have been created by employees. In terms of sort of, you know, definitions of what these mean in practice, I've got a nice example here from the ANU College of Business and Economics. And this is really for staff rather than students, although, of course, it's going to translate through into the student experience. But their values are excellence, robustness, respect, collegiality, unity. And each of those values has a definition. So just picking one at random will take respect. We value the diverse individuals that make our work possible and treat each other with consideration and compassion. Our environment is free from personal judgment and discrimination. So that's their respect value. And then they've attached some behaviours that are associated with that value and that definition. So, for instance, invite difference and diversity by seeking alternative views. Appreciate that everyone has an important role to play in treating everyone with courtesy, empathy, respect and kindness. Encouraging others to respect their opinion and so on. So you can see how you go from the value through to the definition and then thinking about, what does this mean in practice for our behaviours, our decisions and our actions? And using these values as well, using your values in your decision making. And every time you have a significant decision to make, asking yourselves and as a team, does this decision that we're about to make, you know, is it in line with the values that we've got? And using your values as a barometer, really, for how well you're making the decision and how well it suits you and your organisation. So that was one 90-minute workshop, roughly, with a beginning and an end included. Something else that you might like to do either on the end of that or in connection with that separately is to walk through your entire employee experience. So think about everything from how you attract people to your organisation, you know, your external recruitment, bringing people in, all the way through to when somebody exits and leaves your organisation and all the stages in between. So that's attracting people, making them aware of what you're all about, the hiring process, the induction, onboarding piece, the socialisation when somebody joins, then how you keep people engaged when they're there, how you help them to perform well, how they have learning and development and what that experience is like in their time with you, and how promotions happen, and how, you know, all of that, how they're recognised and how they're rewarded. So really doing an end-to-end of the employee experience and challenging yourself and as a team and saying, well, how are our values being reflected in each of these stages? And what can we do to really make sure our values are at the heart of that very experience? And that could be through, you know, how the line manager interacts, how leadership interacts, you know, everything, the workspace, all those things that create the employee experience. And I've got quite a few examples. So for instance, during attraction and hiring, you might want to showcase and put out into social media or website or wherever some real stories of people, your colleagues who are living the values of the organisation and bringing them to life to show what it's actually like to work where you are. Highlighting values in job descriptions, job adverts and all of those things. And of course, making sure that you've got values-based questions in interviews so that you are actually asking people to demonstrate, you know, times or experiences where they've been able to demonstrate those values in action. That can lead to some really great conversations as well. And then when you're onboarding people, you've got new people joining, think about a welcome pack, for instance, that reflects your company values and really lays it out there, maybe some goodies with the values on them. Have a values workshop as part of the induction process, and maybe pair people up with a buddy or a values mentor in the organisation as well. So here are some ideas, but obviously in your workshop, you're going to be mapping out the employee experience and asking your team to think of examples of how to do this. And this is really good as well if you include people in your session who have recently joined, because they'll be able to tell you from their experience, their recent experience, how you can improve certainly the attraction, hiring and onboarding piece. Examples for engaging and developing talent could be recognizing employees who are demonstrating core values and, you know, rewarding excellence in those, integrating your values into performance reviews and conversations, you know, that not just the annual ones, but hopefully the one-to-one ongoing sessions and coffee chats that you're having with people, and reflecting and celebrating where values have been really come to the fore and used well, and maybe learning from times when values could have been used more, you know, constructively, or where you didn't quite do things in line with values, and offering values-driven personal development plans too. Any performance, you know, that you're working on, any coaching of people, you know, it's about goals that are tied to company values and really demonstrating values in action and holding yourselves accountable. If you're a leader of a team, you know, really being accountable and challenging yourself and saying, am I role modelling the values? Is the management team, you know, supervisory team, are we modelling these values as well? Some everyday actions to think about, and not all of these will work for all of you, but you might be able to take some good ideas from this and also maybe, you know, help teams get going with some ideas by suggesting a couple of things, and then they can, you know, build on them with their own creativity and add in even more. But everyday actions such as starting meetings with a values-related moment, using values as criteria for project decisions, and doing storytelling about values, you know, really tell stories that demonstrate the values. You don't have to say, this is us doing this value. You just have to, it's like sort of, you know, a comedian going, well, I'm really funny. You want the comedian to just be funny. And it's a bit like that, I think, with storytelling. It's telling a story that demonstrates the value without you being really sort of didactic about saying, this is the value that we're talking about, you know, but doing that in a more natural way. And then, of course, there's your ongoing communication, recognition, reward, all of those things. And featuring colleagues in and their stories in your company communications, shout outs on values for, you know, for things that you're doing, and maybe having some awards for individuals or team members or full teams for each of the values that have, you know, really gone above and beyond, and celebrating those values and bringing them front of mind. So there are a few of the things that I've seen work really, really well to get you going. But if you can map out the employee experience together as a team and the key things, the key stages and the key attributes, and then think, how can we bring the values to life? You don't have to do all the things, but pick the things that are going to give you the greatest win and have the biggest impact, and they're going to be really meaningful to people, and do those things really well and then build out from there. Something else you can do, and I mentioned these about the goodie bag when people join, but this is really for everyone, is just also have some visual everyday reminders of your values. And yes, put them on the wall. I think values are more than putting them on the wall, but having them on the wall really prominently and really big is fantastic. The thing is that people, when they're in the same space every day, sometimes that just does become a little bit like, you know, a background, and they don't see it anymore. But what I've found, and, you know, based on some research, works really well are those things that people are having to look at or engage with every day. So a screensaver, right, with different values or values that move. If it's got some movement in it, so much the better. Mugs with the values on work really, really well, and usually dead cheap to do as well, so really effective. I wouldn't necessarily bother too much about pens, because I don't think people look at pens. You just pick up a pen, you have it in your hand, and you're not really looking at it. So things that people are going to naturally see in their eye line as they're working. So that's employee experience. And then, of course, what we need to do is think about the customer experience. And, you know, this is where a lot of organisations sort of, they do the employee bit and they do that pretty well. And then they forget about the customer side of things and how they're going to bring their values to life from a customer experience perspective. And the thing to do here is, again, is to map out a typical end-to-end customer experience, you know, pretty sort of generic one that will do for most customers, from awareness, finding out about the company, whether or not they're going to do business with you, the consideration stage, when they buy, what it's like to work with you, what the follow-up's like, what happens when something goes wrong, and think about how are you going to bring your values to life at every stage of that customer experience, so your customer is getting the benefit those values too. It reflects inside, you've got that right inside, and it needs to reflect outwards to your customers. And again, I've got a number of examples for you to get you going. You'll be able to think of your own. Not all of these will apply to you. But again, you know, the awareness stage, sharing customer stories that highlight your values, value-driven content for social media and ads that reflect what you stand for. Again, you don't have to necessarily say, we stand for this. You can. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But you might want to do it in subtle ways as well and see what works, what has the biggest impact. At the consideration stage, you might offer some webinars and demos that really show you living your values. So if one of your values is to be generous and another one is to be creative, make sure that you are generous and creative in some of those, you know, webinars and things that you offer. Make sure that your website messaging aligns with your values, and also that your sales team are not just talking about product or service, you know, they're also talking about how you do business and your values and what that's going to mean for your customers. At purchase, you can have a values-based loyalty system, things like ethical sourcing information for products. Remember, you know, sustainability is really, really key. So making sure you're demonstrating that through your values and what you're doing in all of those things. So when you're thinking about engagement, responding to any feedback through the lens of company values, let's say somebody writes in and says, your, you know, employee X did an amazing job, they were really kind in a difficult situation. And you could write back and say, thank you very much, because that really means a lot. That was our colleague demonstrating our value of kindness, or whatever your value happens to be. So make sure you use it, you're communicating it, and you're linking back to it at all stages. Think about your customer service ethos, personalize wherever you can the customer communication that you've got with clients and customers, and make sure that everything that you're doing, from not just the customer experience, but also in your supply chain and how you're working with supplier partners, matches these values as well. And then that will reflect from the inside out. Make sure you keep checking in with how you're doing. I would be doing some pulse surveys. I'd be regularly getting data from performance reviews and one-to-ones and you know, surveys and different feedback mechanisms. Also your customer feedback, if you've got customer complaints and customer compliments, all of those things. So make sure you're always sort of you know, touching base and saying, well, here are our values. Are we really living them? And keep challenging and growing to make sure you're doing that consistently. And also celebrate success and communicate success when people in your business are doing amazing things for each other and for your customers. As I say, there's loads of more free resources on the bigbangpartnership.co.uk website, so go and have a look. There's other videos that will help with this over on the Big Bang Partnership YouTube channel. So if you're not subscribed, please do head over and subscribe to that. And I've got that mission, vision and values creation video on there. And I've also got that free article and resources on the website too. So go to the blog and you'll see the free article. So that's it from me. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been great to spend this time with you. And I hope you enjoy bringing your company values to life. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Idea Time Show, brought to you by Dr. Jo North. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel and access more completely free resources at bigbangpartnership.co.uk/resources. We'll see you next time.